Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, welcome along. It's Sport on Sunday for this 5th of March. Hopefully I've got Sky Sports News on this studio, so I know what day it is. Richard Shorehead here until 2. Let's get on with this morning's back page. We've got a packed show. Honest. And the fallout from yesterday's Premier League football dominates this morning's back pages. Ouch! Is the Sunday Times headline following a fiery clash between Bournemouth and Manchester United at Old Trafford. They go on to say it was a bad day for Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who lashed out with an elbow after taking a stamp to the head before going on to miss a crucial penalty. The Sun label United striker and Bournemouth the United striker rather and Bournemouth defender Tyrone Mings as thugs for their actions and say they will both face Football Association bans. The Mail on Sunday says there was widespread criticism of referee Kevin Friend for failing to take any action against either player. And they also say fellow official Anthony Taylor got plenty of stick for his handling of Swansea Burnley. But let's face it, no one watched Swansea Burnley, did they? Well, apart from Joe and Sam in the office, but apart from them, no. But why does Jose Mourinho not get any stick? Man, he had a sixth. Arsenal are fifth now. Liverpool are fourth. Their manager have got a bit of criticism in the last few weeks. Mourinho, none. Why that? Apparently he should have not awarded Burnley a penalty. Who cares? Elsewhere, the Observer says Arsene Wenger, his gamble to leave Alexis Sanchez out of the game at Liverpool failed. I'd say so. As they lost 3-1. I watched that game. They were rubbish. The Mirror claim his time at the club will end when his contract expires this summer and that they've lined up Everton boss Ronald Koeman as his replacement. However, the Sunday Express believe Italian coach Maximilio Allegri has already verbally agreed to take over at Arsenal. Well, hang on a minute. These two newspapers are saying different things, but one of them must be right, or what if both are wrong? Oh, newspapers. Away from football, and the Sunday Telegraph says Billy Vunipolo's return to rugby union action for Saracens this afternoon gives England a huge psychological boost heading into the final two games of the Six Nations. No, me neither. The interesting thing is, you know, he who we don't name, the winger at Sale, shall we say, apparently they're thinking of changing the rules for eligibility for internationals in rugby union. So, if he wants to be eligible to play for England, or if England want him to be eligible to play for them, before they change the rules, they have to pick him in the next couple of games. We'll see. Anyway, the other headline is Scouse Party in the Sunday People. That's their reaction to Tony Bellew's shock heavyweight boxing victory over David Haye in London last night. Twitter was brilliant last night. I didn't buy the fight. It's unlike the old days when if the pay-per-view boxing was on, you could turn on the channel on your Skybox and you'd be able to have the lines on the screen when you can hear like a weird kind of effect on the sounds. You couldn't really hear what was going on nor see what was going on. But if you squinted a bit, like those magic eye puzzles, you could see, you could pretend to yourself what was going on. Useful for pay-per-view boxing and other channels in the old days of analog satellite television. You know what I'm talking about. Not the Beach Ball Channel. We're all big fans of the Beach Ball Channel. So I didn't watch the fight last night, but I was following it on Twitter and listening to it elsewhere. And it's quite funny because obviously the commentary and then the message being got over was David Haye's done his Achilles. Oh, poor David Haye. He's injured halfway through this fight. What a shame. He's injured his Achilles. Every single rugby league player to a man on Twitter is going, no, he hasn't. If he had, he wouldn't be able to walk. So rugby league players, yet again, harder than boxers, it's fair to say. Do you think there'll be a rematch? You'd expect there to be a rematch, wouldn't you? Because lots of interest in the fight last night with Bellew's win over David Haye. I'm sure there'll be lots of reaction to that to come on proper boxing when that's back on the air here on Radio Show. I'm not an expert. I had a couple of quid on Bellew just because he was a big price after the first round when it sounded like he was in control of the fight. But other than that, I didn't really buy into it because it felt a bit too much like wrestling. And I like the wrestling. But when they hug at the end, it's like, I know they've just had a fight and it's real and everything, but you're supposed to hate each other. Don't tell me you hate each other and then go, oh, yeah, it's great, isn't it? Yeah, we should have a rematch. No. Would you buy the rematch? Tweet us at Radio_Yorkshire. Email the studio. Did you buy it? Did you come out at the end of thinking, yeah, it was a great fight, but I thought they hated each other. So I kind of feel a bit disappointed.
Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.
You know who has the best job in sport? I mean, all the people in sport generally have the best job in the world. But Michael Buffer, who gets paid millions and millions of pounds to fly around the world, do his catchphrase, which we can't say on air because he charges you if you say it. So he does all the build-up stuff, right, doesn't he? Introducing the heavyweight champion of the world! That's apart from he didn't have to say that last night, because obviously neither of them were. And then during the fight, you know when they go seconds out round three or whatever? It wasn't him. Some other fella. It's like the Michael Buffer's fluffer, if you will. so he does his bit. And then at the end, he comes back and he goes, and the winner, Tony Bellew. He has a great voice, doesn't he? David Varner, I was going to say. But David Varner does as well. Michael Buffer. I wish I had his money. He's had his job. It's great. I don't think I could do that. Yes, I've just proven in that short segment. But when he speaks normally, when he's not doing Michael Buffer voice, it's strange because you're expecting to be loud and booming. He's just got a normal voice. It's quite disappointing, really.
Sport, music and roast beef.
Well, the first two will sort.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Forget about the Championship, forget about League One, forget about the Premier League. This is the title race they're all talking about. Yes, it's Sport on Sunday's top of the form, where brilliantly Rotherham United still cut adrift of everyone on 0.11 Sport on Sunday coefficient points. But at the top, Sheffield United and Doncaster Rovers, they've both played 35. They've both got 69 points. It's only goal difference that's keeping Sheffield United at the top. They've got 6.66 points. Ooh, the number of the beast. Doncaster Rovers, 6.60. Halifax Town, 6.33. Huddersfield, 5.91. Leeds, 5.89. The title race is going to go down to the wire. And the Sport on Sunday, top of the form. I would say we'd have a trophy, but I've given it away to Danny for the impossible quiz. So we'll just have to give the winner a certificate. Hello, Richard Shoright here, host of Sport on Sunday. And contrary to what you may have read in the press this week, I am not a spy for MI5. Although, now I've said that on air, am I double bluffing you? No, I'm not. They don't pay enough. Join me Sunday from noon, all the latest on the world of sport, plus the thing from World of Sport, and the usual stuff. We'll find out who Yorkshire's top football team is. It's probably still between Doncaster Rovers and Sheffield United in a feature which... well, it's long past its sell-by date. Much like stuff in the Radio Yorkshire Fringe, to be honest.
Sport, music and roast beef.
Well, the first two will sort.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
So, unless I'm spying on North Korea, join me Sunday from noon.